नमो विष्णु
वेणुगोपाल प्रभु।
की जय गौरा प्रेमानंद
हरी हरी
दिखले
महाराज
hari hari
krishna das
bipale janamani Thank you.
what is the meaning of this song? I want that also know the meaning of this song. How pathetic this song is. And everything that we want to know, everything is told in this very short song of Narottam Thakur. Yes. Not so long.
So the Gurudev has ordered me to explain a few words about the meaning of this song, Hari Hari Dipale Janama Goinu, by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, one of our greatest acharyas in our disciplic succession, teaching us how to pray pathetically. He's praying to the Lord, O Hari, I've come to this human form of life, but although I have come after many, many millions of births of wandering through different species, I've come to this human form of life, which affords the greatest benediction of going back to home, back to Godhead. But I'm wasting the human form of life by not engaging in devotion to you, in chanting your name and remembering you and serving you under the guidance of your representatives. Therefore, I've willingly drunk poison. The holy names in the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, has descended all the way from your abode, Goloka Vrindavan, which is beyond the material world, beyond all the planets in the spiritual world, and situated in your personal abode where you engage in your most confidential pastimes. But still, I have no attraction for it. And therefore, I'm burning. I've chosen instead to burn in the great fire of material existence, thinking that that burning is very pleasurable. You've come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balaram, your first expansion, has come as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the two sources of all incarnations who are none different from you, who've come to very mercifully give love of God. But unfortunately, I have no attraction for their worship. They're so merciful that they've shown their lotus feet and their great mercy even to great sinners like Jagai and Madhai, who were murderers and rapists and thieves and rogues and drunkards. Still, they gave them love of God. So these are the witnesses. Jagai and Madhai are the witnesses of the great mercy of the Lord. So then at the end, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is begging, please don't keep me away from your lotus feet. Please give me a corner of your lotus feet so that I can be happy there. Because without you, I have no one else in the world. We have no friend. Everyone is looking for someone who appreciates how nice we are and how much we're suffering. But only the Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their manifestation in this world, Sri Guru, can understand that and can give us our soul's longing, and that is personal association with Radha and Krishna. So we're very fortunate today that we have that mercy manifestation of the Lord, who is, though a manifestation of the Lord, he knows more even than Krishna about our suffering. He is Krishna's condensed mercy, and he's come, that mercy has come in the form of this great personality sitting before us to give us that travel all the way through the material world, through all the Vaikunthas, and to Goloka Vrindavan by his association.
What is the purpose that we are assembled here? And devotees from so many countries, so many...
all over the world.
So they are assembled here. What is the reason? I think that this was the purpose of Krishna in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari and Nityananda Prabhu. That Prithvite Jato Ache Nagar Adigram Sarvatra Prashar Huive Marana. This was the mission. But why? What was the reason? So, Padmanabha Maharaj will give something, idea about this, in brief.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्नस्य ज्ञानमीरनुशलाके चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Srila Gurudev is raising the important question, why are we assembled here in this auspicious assembly? What is the purpose? And why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come from the transcendental spiritual world to this world, what did he come to do? What did he come to give? In this song, so many of the clues are there, even by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He's explaining how all the conditioned souls have been wandering endlessly in this material world of birth, death, disease, and old age. Every one of us are spiritual beings. Our real home is not here, in this temporary material world, which is simply filled with suffering. Our real home is the absolute spiritual world, where we are the eternal servants of the Supreme Lord who has created everything.
If any senior devotee of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are standing, they may come here near Bhagavat Prabhu. If senior.
So, because of our condition of forgetfulness, that we have forgotten our eternal relationship, Krishna Buli Sejiv Anadi Bhagirma, since time immemorial, the Jiva souls, all of us within this world, have been wandering and wandering in the cycle of birth and death. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, He is all merciful. He is filled with the complete, absolute mercy for every single living being, and He wants to see that they will return home and they will have their eternal relationship in full bliss and full knowledge with Him eternally. So therefore, out of His mercy, He descends within this world, as He has Himself stated in the Bhagavad Gita, a most important 5,000-year-old scripture in which the very words of the Supreme Lord are recorded. And He's telling there that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatma nam shrijamyaham. That I come within this world to help give a push to the situation of spiritual life, religious life, so that all the living beings in this world have the opportunity to return to me. And in this particular age that we are now living, it is called Kali, Kali Yuga. And this is the age in which all of the religious principles become completely forgotten and abandoned. No one is following practically anything, and all are engaged in very heavy sinful activities for which they are incurring so much multitudes of karmic suffering in the future. So out of His causeless mercy, the Supreme Lord Himself, Krishna, descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago in the transcendental holy dham of Sri Navadvip Dham, West Bengal, India. And there, from there, He preached this eternal message of divine love for the Absolute Lord, and how everyone may attain the shelter of His lotus feet by engaging in the process of Harinam Sankirtan. He inaugurated this process in this age, which is an actual spiritual vibration imported from the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtana. That great wealth of love of God, which is existing in the spiritual world, that Prema Dhan, it was brought here within this world, within the hands of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And He distributed this to all the jiva souls through the process of Harinam Sankirtan. That means the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he himself demonstrated this process. Just as a teacher will sometimes take the hand of a young child, student who's learning how to write, and he will hold his hand and write A, B, C. So in the same way, the Supreme Lord himself came down and took the role of his own pure devotee and demonstrated to the whole world how to perform the eternal process of Harinam Sankirtan. So by this process, if the jiva soul follows this, he will very quickly purify his heart from multitudes of past karmas from previous lifetimes. He will become purified, all of his unwanted, inauspicious things within the heart that are preventing him from realizing his eternal identity and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. They will be cleansed. Chaito darpana marjanam, cleansing the mirror of the consciousness of the mind. And when this is done, then very quickly the living being will enter into his eternal relationship with Krishna through the eternal process of bhakti, devotion, and love for the Supreme Lord. So that is the most auspicious and merciful incarnation of the Supreme Lord who has ever appeared within this world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to this evening, we have the incredible opportunity, after many, many lifetimes within this world, to be in the presence of a divine master in the line coming down from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years. And this personality before us, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, has himself performed this process and attained the perfectional stages of transcendental love of God. So we are bowing our heads at his lotus feet and praying that he will be so merciful to us and shower upon us the nectar of his pure self-realized words of Harikatha and thus help us to attain success in our human form of life. Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Sar Maharaj, will you speak two words?
Srila Gurudev has asked the question, why have we all come here? Srila Gurudev, we've come here to be with you. We know this whole manifestation of this beautiful temple here and all the beautiful souls who have come here to congregate would not be possible if you had not gone to great trouble and great personal difficulty to come here. I know we were pleading with you not to leave Sydney and not to leave Hawaii, but still you insisted on coming here for the benefit of all the devotees. So we hope that those who can take Sadhu Sangha tonight and in the coming weeks in Badger, Houston, and North Carolina, and on to Europe, and then on to India, will take advantage of Sadhu Sangha. All the scriptures, Sarva Shastra Koi, all the scriptures saying, get this one thing, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. You will attain all perfection by associating with a pure devotee. In Srila Rupa Goswami's Upanishad, he also advises, Tanamu Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. Gurudev is coming in the line of teachers like our own beloved spiritual master Nityalila Prabhishta Om Ishtapad Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada with this message of Gauravani, which has been so nicely expressed by Srila Rupa Goswami in this verse, that one should chant very nicely all about the name, the form, the qualities, and the activities of the Supreme Lord. He should remember these with great relish, and he should live in Braj, taking association and following very carefully in the footsteps of the eternal associates of the Lord and their representatives. So we may not have so much sukriti or opportunity that we can go to Braj physically right now. So Srila Gurudev has brought Braj here to us. And we thank you for that. Lord Purandi!
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What was his mission? And thus, the same mission of Rupa Goswami and our Guru Parampara. Two words in this speaker.
Om Gyana Chimandasa Gyana Nasalakya Chakshu Ramdhitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave.
First
of all, I offer my Sastani Dhanabhat Puspanjali, my heart like flowers, thousands of times, at the lotus feet of Asmadeva Radha to my Guru Parapadma, Om Vishnu Pada Shrutra Satasi Simad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
So,
I offer my pranam thousands of times to my Param Gurudevs, Nitya Purushottam Vishnu Patsi Simad Bhakti Pratyan Keshi Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Purushottam Vishnu Patsi Simad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my Guru Parampara, and Pujaniya, Guru Jana, Anandati Dandi Padgan, and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words about the purpose for which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. Why he came here? Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pad has explained what Krishna was thinking before he came to this world. Prema rasa nirjas karite ashvatan raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Prema rasa nirjas, the essence of the essence of the most pure, transcendental, unconditional divine love, that is the love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna. Krishna wanted to know, how does it taste? How does she feel? How does she see me? What happiness does she experience? I want to know. And with this greed, Krishna appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill his own purposes. But he had another purpose. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. He wanted to distribute throughout loke, throughout the world, raga marga, spontaneous devotional service. Why? He thought to himself, sakale jagati kare more vidhi bhakti vidhi bhakti braja bhava paiti nahi shakti. In the world, many people render devotional service, but their devotion is tightly bound by rules and regulations. It is not natural or spontaneous. It is full of feelings of duty and awe and reverence. What is the nature of this love? Aishwarya gyaneti sabha jagata misrit Aishwarya shitila prema nahi mora prit. Those who think, oh, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, inside and outside of everyone, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, they have some love for me and it pleases me. But I am not completely satisfied because this love cannot control me. I like the love of my friends in Vrindavan, Subal, Sridham, Arjuna Labhaka, Spoke Krishna, Madhu Manga, Vasan, Kokil, Bringa. Many friends play with me. They think that they are equal to me, or even more than me. I am satisfied by the love of my mother. She thinks if I don't eat, I'll become skinny, and feeds me her breast milk. If I am naughty, she can bind me with a rope. This love is satisfying to me. Priya yadiman kare kare batsan vedastuti hoiti hari nitya marman. And especially the gopis of Vrindavan, even when they criticize me, even when they call me a liar, a cheater, a rogue, lampat, debauchee, At that time, if Brahma, Shiva, Narad, and many sages and rishis are glorifying me with the prayers of the Vedas, at that time, when the gopis of Vrindavan say, "You cheetah, I forget all the prayers of Brahma, Shiva, Narad, and my heart is stolen by them." And among them, especially, love of Radhika is prominent. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give an opportunity for the living entities to enter into devotional service, falling in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Because this love is so powerful, so ecstatic and attractive, that Krishna himself comes under the control of such love. So Srila Rupa Goswami has defined the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Vidagdha Madhava Natakam. Anarpita charim chirat krunayavati nahakalo sumarpaitum munnata ujvalarasam sobhakti sriyam hari purata chundra dhuti kadamba sandhi kataha sadari vyakandare spartuva sachinandanaha. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, giving Ashirvad to all of his Anugatjan, those who are following him, he said, "May Hari, the Supreme Lord, who is like a lion, appear in the innermost cave of your heart and roar in there, Haribo!
Haribo!
So that all the elephants, mad elephants of Anartha and Aparad, will run away in fear." And then he will give that love that was never given before. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nashinga, Kalki, Ram, many avatars came to this world and they gave bhakti, but not Braja bhakti. Many acharyas came, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Nimbadicha Vishnu Swami, but they did not give a chance for the living entities to enter into the very intimate association of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. But now, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna has descended. Samarpaitum unnata ujvalarasam sobhakti sriyam. To distribute not the love of Radhika unnata ujvalarasam, but a tiny particle of the pollen of the lotus of her heart in the form of the mood of her maidservants, headed by Sri Rupa Manjari. So, it is for this reason that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. And it is for this reason that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent all the acharyas to this world. It is for this reason that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna themselves, and all of the acharyas sent Srila Gurudev to this room today. So Srila Gurudev always encourages the devotees, try to forget about bodily happiness. Try to forget about reputation and name and fame. Try to forget about the so-called love and affection, illusory love and affection of this world, and enter into the path of bhakti, following in the footsteps of our acharyas, taking shelter of the Prem Naam, the name which has Prem inside, and follow in the footsteps externally of Rupa and Sanatan, and internally the associates of Sri Radha and Krishna.
Namaste, Gurudeva, Ashim, Pipe, Ganesh, Shishimal, Bhakti, Granta, Narayan Goswami.
Go to
Premani! Thanks everyone for coming here. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a couple of words about to thank so many Prabhupada disciples that have helped establish this temple. I think every devotee who is 30 years and below, even maybe more, knows deep in their hearts how indebted they are to the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So first of all, we offer our respectful obeisances and to all the devotees of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Without their efforts, serving endlessly and tirelessly their Guru Maharaj, then none of us would have been able to come into touch with this sublime transcendental philosophy. Especially in Los Angeles, we're so grateful to so many devotees, Prabhupada disciples, who have, like mothers, they've given their blessings. Maybe they haven't picked up sledgehammers and nails and hammers, but more important than that, they've, with their hearts and really deep in sincerely, they've wanted that this temple should be a success. Especially Prahlad Prabhu helps so much. He comes every week. Everything he's doing, helping. So sincere. And Tirthapada Prabhu giving so many classes, nourishing all the devotees. Dangamaran Prabhu, he would come religiously and share his kirtan with us. We're so indebted to him. And not forgetting the traveling devotees headed by Srimati Shamarani Didi, who has come. Srila Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, one of our first time. And then closer and closer to home, we find someone who has so much mothered and nurtured the devotees here, Srila Upananda Prabhu. He's helped to the devotees in so many ways, and his own strict standard and stalwart devotion has been a pillar for the devotees here. And also, closer and closer to home, especially because I share a room with Rishabhdev Prabhu. If Rishabhdev Prabhu leaves Los Angeles, then I'm like a baby bird with no food. And when he returns, then again, I can be peaceful. Because there, so much experience he personally has had with Srila Prabhupada, maybe it's like 7 years directly under his tutelage, and so much association, so rich and experience, which is for us like a strong foundation. We're just like babies playing in the playground, but they look upon us and gaze upon us, and it is really their love and their experience and dedication that has been able to come to actually nourish the devotees who are so young. So we're also grateful very much to his wife, Nischinta Didi. She's very gentle and soft, and really for a temple to thrive, one thing is so important, and that is a very sweet and loving mood. Without this, then there's no need for temples. If you're just going to have rah-rah-rah, then no need. Really, we want very sweet and soft devotees to share and their love with all the people in Los Angeles. She has that, and she nourishes everyone. And last but not least, of course, we must not forget Nischinta Das Prabhu. Nischinta Das Prabhu. From the background and from afar, and also from the near, he's being responsible for helping so much with book publication, book distribution, and if anything I can delegate is this service, and it is such a big service, and does such a great job to establish books for distribution, and we're very indebted to him. And although not a Prabhupada disciple, but Srila Govinda Lassi, he's helped so much. She's been able to help us so much, and she's been very determined on the order of Srila Gurudev to help establish a temple here, and she has gone to great lengths and extended herself beyond any other expectation to help establish this beautiful temple here today. So on behalf of so many others have not been able to mention their names, we offer pranams to them all. And to all of you. And of course, last but not least, we shouldn't forget, we were so fortunate for Annette Bird and her husband, Dr. Bird, who's a psychologist, and Annette, she is a sculptor, and she is finding time now to move into her own studio at her place, and she was very... they're present here today, by the door, and by the by their own temperament and heart mood, they had so many offers, so many people at such a prime location offered so much more money than we did. But they knew so much that their own route and that of diversifying and being so liberal, they felt that we were the best cause to take on such a property. And without them, then of course we wouldn't be here also. So thank you so much.
Virandhasya Jnanan Jana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Gurave Gaura Chandra Yaradhika Yai Tadale Krishna Ya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Bihinaya Paradalakshe Chetasya kama ditaranga madhya kripamayin tuam saranam prapanna vinde namaste charana tavai vasmi najivani tvaya vina iti vijnana radhe tangnama machana. My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pada Sotar Sishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Narayan. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pada Sishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. As he told, that the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and after that, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. What was their mission? Same mission. And myself also have come for the preaching the same mission in this whole world. So, I'm very grateful to Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that he took my service. I know him since 1946. I think that no birth of anyone. And I am serving him from that time. We have so many relations also, as you know. He was my Siksha Guru. He was junior sannyasi to me. He was junior, I was senior sannyasi, renounced order. So like Buddha friends. And he was my transcendental Siksha Guru. So many relations were there. You can read it in the book of Mula Prakriti. I think he will be here in England. So, our mission is same, that he told, that we are not das of Jivar Surubhai Nitya Krishna das. We don't like. Others would like this. But what we like? To be the Dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is the last goal of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our whole Guru Parampara, to me also. But from where to begin and start, this is the question. According to the stage of devotee, who are sadhak, they should begin from the last fraction of bhakti of Prahladini Shakti, is Radhika. So combination of the essence of Ladini Shakti and with Sambhin Shakti, Vishesh. And what is that? That is the mood of Radhika. And that is Parkiya mood of Radhika. Highest goes. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach this mission. Very high. But he also was told, what told? Begin from the last fraction of the bhakti and with his Shraddha. Begin from there. You should know what is the Shraddha. Two kinds of Shraddha. We will explain it in Bejar. And so many times we have explained it. So begin from there, not jumping and crossing that. Only Radha Dasya. It should be aim and object, and then process will be
applied.
If you don't know the mission of your life, you don't know the target of your life, how you can practice
and develop.
So begin from there. Saddha sabde viswas kahe sudhirha nishchay. Krishne bhakti kaile. What is that? The desire to serve Krishna is really saddha. And symptom is saranagati or this. So much strong belief in Guru word. This is our not last and first
birth
in this world, human. I think that millions and millions of births have passed. We have become what? Hog, pigs, camel, dogs, cats. And we try to fulfill our sense gratification. But not satisfied. Very wonderful. Oh, this is the Maya. We want to be involved in what? Even a boyfriend is of 100 years, no harm. You are even of 25 or 20 years, 18 years. Oh, but attachment comes. Like pigs, hogs, and dogs. I have not come to give something fire, ghee in fire. What?
Fuel.
Well, I have not come. I have not come to permit that, oh, Gurudev, should I have a son? What can I do? Should I give a son? I have so many sons. These are silly questions. I don't want that any should be involved in this illusory Maya. Not marrying anything, doing. Always involved in our mission. To desire
to serve
Krishna. In this human life, only one aim and
object.
Anyhow, you can maintain your life. So I want that you should begin from Gita, your bhakti. How? Why you fear? Why? I think that anyone among you are those who have no any kind of fear for death, for old age, for problems, from neighbors, from husband, from wife. Anyone? Very peaceful in this world? No one. Only pure devotees maybe. Those who have guru shelter, no sense gratification, not no worldly desire at all, they are happy. Whether they are grihastha or renounced, brahmachari. Otherwise, not anyone happy in this world. Why you fear? From what? Whom you have fear? Oh, you fear old age? It is bound to come. Do you feel fear that death may come, so many diseases will come, or nephras are not favorable, wife and husbands are not favorable in each other. No, everything is okay. But sons are not. Children are not favorable. So must be. This is the place of only what?
Problems.
But you should know. Na jayate mriyate kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitan bhuya ajo nitta sasvatvayam hanyamane sharire. The same question was arise by Arjun in the war of Mahabharata. And he told that I want to maintain my life by begging here and there, but I don't want to kill my relatives, sons, daughters and all together. I don't want. And then what Krishna told? Foolish person. You are thinking that I'm very intelligent, but really you are foolish. You don't know ABCD of anything. How you think that you will kill anyone? Anyone cannot kill anyone. And to whom you will kill, it is?
Physical body.
Physical body, and it is almost die. If soul is not there, what?
Dead
all day. Air cannot touch, so fire cannot touch. Any out of this world material cannot touch. So why you are fearing? Why fear? You should think that you are transcendental servant of, eternal servant of Krishna. You should know this. No fear at all. Also, you are fearing for your so many problems. Why you are fearing? Take shelter thoroughly to Krishna. Nitya Bhijuktanam Yogashema Baham Meham Ananya Shintayanto Mangi Jana Parjupasate Tesha Nitya Vijuktanam Yogashema Baham Meham. Those who have taken shelter fully and always they are engaged in chanting, remembering and telling each other Hari Katha, very sweet. I have to support. I have to nourish even something to maintain their life. I will have to take all these utensils on my head and in my So why you are worried? Why not take your shelter? Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam saranam aham tvam sarva papa mokshayishyami. Take shelter and then you will not die. You should think that I will not die in my life. Eternal. We are eternal service. The name is so powerful. Krishna has made, you know, that Krishna has invested his all power, all mercy, all beauty, all sweetness. Everything is name. And names are now so fearful that they fear. If anyone chant Hare Krishna, core of his heart, what became? Oh, death will wait there. About miles and miles far away. Even the deity of death,
Yamaraj,
he will do
holy
like
hand.
That. Holy hand. And you will desire to serve that devotee. Then why you are? So answers worry for all these things, don't we? Swami Maharaj also told me, and that is, I wanted to tell you, that in his last days, he called me
in Vrindavan.
And perhaps you know, there are newcomers that they don't know. He called me and he took my hands in his hands and weeping, he was requesting me. He had stopped talking to anyone. But when he saw me, at once he began to
get up and
Vatna chaha.
Want to sit on his bed.
On his head. And he was giving his seat to me. But I requested him that don't. You should be like as you are. And then he requested me. I've done some offenses to you personally and also to my god brothers. What did they do, Narayan Maharaj and others? They're sitting only and taking prasadam and sleeping. What they do?
Ringing the bell.
Oh,
huh? Only ringing the bell.
Ringing the bell. Nothing else. But it was wrong. It was wrong. I know that you are most qualified. My god brothers to whom I have taken sannyas, not really to fulfill a
formality.
Formality, not for bhajan sadhan. To Siddhar Pujyapa Siddhar Maharaj or Ban Maharaj and others were so many seniors. But Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada has a special mercy sprinkled on Asi Bhakti Vedanta. Oh, you know English better. Your English is perfect. You are poet. You are preacher. You are singer. You can play on mridanga. You can do everything. You are qualified. And he sent his that hand to Eastern and Western countries to preach his mission. And as you know, that in couple of years he established preaching centers in New Jersey, here Los Angeles, San Francisco, and then European countries, and then Australia,
everywhere,
in the mountains, in the oceans,
in the forest,
perhaps in every autumn. Autumn. You are autumn of spiritual. Then he told that I have committed some
offenses.
Please
excuse
and tell my god brothers that this is really they are very qualified in some sense more than me. So I have collected so many thousands of devotees from the whole world. I preached my mission everywhere. But I could not train them. And in Bengali, he told me, I have collected some monkeys. That is, that Tamal Krishna Bhavananda and all were there, they should not know and otherwise they may be angry. So, he told me, but tape record shows. I told him that you have not done any kind of
offense.
First, to give some
inspiration
in your disciples, you have told them. I know. So, nothing to excuse. And then he told me that you should give me samadhi with your own hand. I like by you, not by anyone. And I performed. And he told that you should always help my devotee. And for this purpose, I gave him samadhi and I'm coming to this world. So I have come to help the senior most devotees of Swamiji. I know there are so many. I think that hundreds of devotees, Syam Rani, Padmanabh Maharaj,
Budhar Prabhu,
oh senior, most. Bhagavat, you?
Kriparam Prabhu.
So, direct, they are connected to Swamiji.
Upananda Prabhu.
So many ladies, devotees also. He also. So, I told him, don't be worried. And for this, to please Swamiji, Sarva Swamiji's order, I am coming. Also, I am coming to see the glory of Swamiji, how he preached his mission in couple of years, here and there,
all over
the
world,
within ocean, on the top of mountains, hills,
midst of forest,
Saranagati, or so many. Here, Gita Nagari, everywhere he has. I think that it. Anyhow, you have come to me by his mercy, reading his books, hearing the Harikatha from any of his disciples. Source is same, and I am successful in preaching that I have some relation with him. And he has accepted. And that is why in whole world I am very, in a couple of years I have about 16 times. Swamiji has done only 14. I have got them. Because in some sense, son and disciple is somewhat
more.
So, we'll explain all these things. I'm inviting you all to come to Bezar. If you cannot come, you can come to, I'm inviting you to Purushottam, Puri. There we will be 15 days. If you cannot come there, even by soul, you can come. And even you cannot come, then you should come to punctually and surely in our Kartik festival of Braj Mandal Parikrama. And I think those who will go from very far away, they should wait there till our Navadvip Parikrama, we will do Navadvip Parikrama.
Hare Krishna. So, today Gurudev mercifully gave some initiation who can come Bezar. Now Gurudev will announce their new spiritual name. So, we announce their name, they should stand up and Gurudev announce their spiritual name.
Michael.
Madhusudan Prabhu ki.
George Jaborgyan.
Gangadhar Prabhu ki jai.
Susanna Babayan.
Suchitra Devi ki jai. One of the Ashta Sakhi is Suchitra, very near dear to Radhika.
Tatyana Drivine.
Oh, Tulsi Dasi ki jai.
Alexander Anozov.
Ajay Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Edward Rodriguez.
Raman Bihari. He's over there.
What name?
Raman Bihari.
Raman Bihari ki jai.
Joshua Davis.
What name?
Jaydev.
Jaydev Prabhu ki jai.
Then, one very special person, Susanna, the wife of Nishchinta Prabhu.
Krishna Kamini Dasi ki jai. Who is Krishna Kamini? Srimati Radhika is highest Krishna Kamini.
Gaur Mohan Das Prabhu receiving Diksha Mantras today.
Gaur Mohan Prabhu ki jai.
कि संगीत